This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use patient hearing when someone refuses to acknowledge your perspective. A field-tested process for staying grounded when no one seems to be listening. In short, patient hearing is not passive tolerance. It is a disciplined, active practice that keeps you grounded when someone refuses to acknowledge your perspective, and it is the only tool that creates the conditions for genuine exchange when a conversation has become one-sided. You must regulate your emotional state before you can hear anything clearly. Reflecting back what you heard is not agreeing. It is demonstrating attentiveness. Patient hearing does not guarantee the other person listens back, but it keeps the conversation from collapsing entirely. Definition: patient hearing skills are the deliberate practices of listening fully and steadily under interpersonal pressure, specifically when another person is dismissing or refusing to acknowledge your perspective. They combine emotional regulation, attentive paraphrasing, and the discipline to stay present without becoming reactive. There is a particular kind of conversation that stays with you. I watched a project manager spend 40 minutes in a room with a colleague who kept talking over him, reframing everything he said, and finishing each of his sentences with a version of yes. But that is not really the point. The project manager was prepared, calm at the start, and had every fact at hand. By the end, he was red-faced and talking faster and louder, desperate to be heard. The colleague left the room feeling justified. The project manager left feeling invisible. Patient hearing is the skill that conversation was missing. Not from the colleague, from the project manager himself. The moment he stopped listening and started fighting to be heard, he handed the entire exchange over to the other person. This is genuinely difficult. When someone refuses to acknowledge your perspective, the instinct to push harder is almost irresistible. But pushing harder rarely works, and it almost always makes things worse. What follows is the process I have refined over decades for staying steady when another person seems determined not to hear you. What has to be true before any of this works? Before any step in this process, two things need to be in place. Without them, the steps are decoration. First, you need a clear intention. Not I want them to agree with me, and not I want to win this. Those goals will betray you the moment the conversation gets hard. Your intention must be something you can hold onto regardless of how the other person behaves. I want both perspectives to be clearly on the table by the end of this conversation. That is a goal you can actually control. Second, you need to know your triggers. Every person has one or two specific things that short-circuit their patience: being talked over, having their motives questioned, being dismissed with a wave of a hand. If you do not know what yours are, you will be ambushed by them. Spend 5 minutes before any difficult conversation naming the specific thing this particular person does that most threatens your composure. If you are walking into a conversation that has already broken down once before, it is worth reading about how to recover team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong before you try again. The 6-step process for patient hearing under pressure. Step 1. Settle yourself first. Before you can hear anything clearly, your own internal noise has to be turned down. This is not a metaphor. When you are already irritated, your brain processes the other person's words through a filter of anticipated threat. You hear confirmation of what you expect, not what they are actually saying. In the minute before the conversation starts, breathe slowly and remind yourself of your intention. If you are already mid-conversation and you feel your composure slipping, it is completely acceptable to say, "Give me a moment to make sure I'm following you." That pause is not weakness. It is the foundation of everything that comes after. Step 2. Listen for the whole statement before you respond. This step sounds obvious. It is not. Most people stop fully listening about 2/3 of the way through the other person's point because they are already preparing their counter. The result is that they respond to a partial version of what was said, which the other person correctly recognizes as not being heard. This confirms their conviction that the conversation is pointless. Your only job in this step is to let the other person finish completely. Resist the urge to jump in. Let there be a small silence after they stop talking. That silence signals that you are actually processing what was said, not just waiting for your turn. Step 3. Reflect back without editorializing. This is the most powerful single action in patient hearing, and the one most often done badly. Reflecting back means stating what you heard the other person say, in your own words, without adding your opinion of it. Good. So what you're saying is that the timeline I proposed does not account for the dependencies on the other team. Not good. So what you're saying is that you think my timeline is unrealistic. The second version introduces your interpretation of their intent. It sounds defensive because it is. Keep the reflection factual and neutral. If you are not sure how to phrase it, use this as your script. Let me make sure I have understood you. You are saying that, then finish with the substance of their point, not your reaction to it. This discipline connects directly to what makes empathy bridges in team communication work. You are building a small bridge of understanding before you ask for anything back. Step 4. Confirm before you continue. Once you have reflected back, ask a simple confirming question. Have I got that right? Or is there more to it than that? This does two things. It gives the other person the opportunity to correct any misunderstanding before the conversation moves forward. More importantly, it signals to them that you are genuinely trying to understand their position, not just waiting to dismantle it. That signal changes the temperature of the room, sometimes visibly. Do not skip this step when you are under pressure. It feels slow. It is actually the fastest path through a conversation that keeps circling. Step 5. State your perspective once clearly. After you've fully heard and reflected the other person's position, you earn the right to state yours. Keep it short. One or two sentences, without hedging and without apology. Here is my perspective on the same issue. The timeline does account for those dependencies, and I can show you where in the plan. Do not repeat it 3 times for emphasis. Do not escalate the emotional weight of it. If they dismiss it, note that they heard it and move to the next step. The impulse to restate your point louder when someone ignores it is understandable and almost always counterproductive. State it once with clarity and strength and leave it standing. This is closely related to the skills covered in how to deliver a neutral problem statement. It stops team conflict before it destroys synergy. The words you choose to describe the situation determine whether the other person can receive them at all. Step 6. Name the gap without blaming anyone for it. If you have followed the first 5 steps and the other person still will not acknowledge your perspective, name what is happening in the conversation itself. Do this without accusation. It seems like we are seeing this differently, and I want to make sure we both understand where the difference actually is before we move forward. That sentence does several things at once. It acknowledges the disagreement openly. It removes the implication that one of you is wrong. It reframes the goal from winning to understanding, and it gives the other person a way to continue the conversation without losing face. This is not a concession. It is a reset, and it is one of the most powerful tools in difficult conversation work. For a fuller treatment of how to frame a situation without triggering defensiveness, the approach in how to have a neutral problem statement conversation that restores team synergy will give you the specific language you need. When the conversation happens remotely, patient hearing is harder on a video call or phone than it is in person. You lose the full picture of body language, and interruptions are far more likely because of lag and the difficulty of reading conversational cues. The core steps do not change, but 2 adjustments make a real difference. First, signal your attentiveness verbally. In person, nodding and eye contact carry your engagement. On a call, those cues are weaker. Use brief, neutral acknowledgements. I hear you, go on to show you are present, without interrupting. Second, slow down your responses more than feels natural. On a call, a 2-second pause feels like a technical problem. Resist the instinct to fill it immediately. That pause is still your processing time, and it still matters. The difficulty of remote communication is well covered in the broader work on how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy. The conditions for honest exchange are harder to build when you cannot read the room. Where this goes wrong. 3 mistakes account for most of the failures I have seen, including my own. The mistake: reflecting back with a sarcastic or clipped tone, even when the words are correct. Why it happens: you are frustrated, and it leaks into your voice without you realizing it. What to do instead? Before you reflect, take 1 slow breath and consciously soften your tone. The words are not enough on their own. The mistake: skipping the confirming question in step 4 because you are confident you understood correctly. Why it happens? The confirming question feels redundant when the other person has been speaking loudly and clearly. What to do instead? Ask it anyway. You are not asking because you are uncertain. You are asking to demonstrate respect for their position, and that demonstration is the point. The mistake: restating your perspective multiple times after the other person has not acknowledged it. Why it happens? It feels like if you say it clearly enough or often enough, they will finally hear it. What to do instead? State it once, clearly, And then move to step 6. Repetition does not produce acknowledgement. It produces resistance. Understanding why avoiding difficult conversations leads to exactly this kind of impasse can help you see the pattern before it becomes entrenched. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Your pre-conversation checklist for patient hearing. Use this before any conversation where someone has previously refused to acknowledge your perspective. Number 1. Name your intention in one sentence. What does a good outcome look like, regardless of whether the other person agrees with you? Number 2. Identify the one or two specific things this person does that most threaten your composure. Number 3. Prepare 2 paraphrase phrases you can use in the moment. So if I am hearing you correctly, and let me make sure I have understood your position. Number 4. Commit to the sequence here fully. Reflect back, confirm, state once, name the gap. Number 5. Decide in advance what you will do if the conversation breaks down entirely. Pause it, name what is happening, or agree to return to it later. Number 6. After the conversation, note which step was hardest. That is the one to practice before the next difficult conversation. For help getting these conversations started well from the beginning, the framework in how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy is a practical companion to this process. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing skills? Patient hearing skills are the deliberate practices that allow you to listen fully and steadily when someone is dismissing, contradicting, or refusing to acknowledge your perspective. They include emotional regulation, controlled paraphrasing, and the discipline to stay present without becoming reactive or defensive. How do you use patient hearing with a difficult person? You use patient hearing by preparing emotionally before the conversation, listening without immediately correcting, reflecting back what you heard without editorializing, and naming the gap between your perspectives calmly. The goal is not agreement, but productive acknowledgement of both positions. Why do patient hearing skills matter in conflict situations? Patient hearing skills matter because reactivity escalates conflict and shuts down any chance of genuine exchange. When you stay steady and attentive under pressure, you model the kind of exchange you want, and you give the other person the conditions they need to eventually listen back. Can patient hearing work if the other person never listens? Patient hearing does not guarantee the other person will listen back. What it does is keep the conversation from collapsing entirely, preserve your own credibility, and create the best available conditions for a breakthrough. Sometimes that is enough. Sometimes you need a separate strategy for persistent refusal. What is the difference between patient hearing and just staying silent? Staying silent is passive. Patient hearing is active and deliberate. You're regulating your emotional state, processing what is said, selecting what to reflect back, and choosing your moment to speak with care. Silence without intention is avoidance. Patient hearing is engagement under discipline. How do you practice patient hearing before a difficult conversation? You practice patient hearing by scripting 2 or 3 paraphrase phrases in advance, identifying your personal triggers for that specific person, and setting a clear intention for what you want the conversation to produce. Preparation turns a vague commitment to patience into a concrete, executable plan. The ground you stand on. Here is the truth of it. Patient hearing is not a kindness you offer to difficult people. It is a discipline you practice for yourself, because without it, you lose the only thing you can actually control in a hard conversation, your own conduct. The moment you abandon the process and start fighting to be heard, you've given the other person the power to dictate how the conversation ends. The 6 steps above are not complicated. They're hard because they require you to stay present and deliberate where every instinct tells you to push back. But this much I know for certain, after 60 years of getting this wrong more times than I care to count, the conversations that actually move forward are the ones where someone chose to keep listening. Make that person you. Start with a checklist. Apply your patient hearing skills in the next conversation that matters. See what shifts when you stop trying to win and start trying to hear. For a broader look at how these individual skills connect to the health of the teams you work within, the framework in how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy is worth your time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.